Mario is interested by this Canadian study looking at neoadjuvant docetaxel. What do we know about that in terms of responses, PSA changes, or what happens inside the tumor?
Well, at this point, all we know about neoadjuvant chemotherapy is that it can be done safely. And the question is, how do you incorporate that information in terms of a large clinical trial? I don't know that any tissue changes would actually help very much in terms of the decision-making and selection of patients. And also, I'm not clear how we actually study this in terms of clinical responses and how that would impact on clinical trial. I think that we need to do a large trial, and the neoadjuvant chemotherapy is one of the models for clinical trials, and it's like the CLGB trials.
Dan?
I think that the DART trial is a very interesting trial, but there are some questions I would have about the chemotherapy regimen as well as the schedule. Although docetaxel every 3 weeks is the approved dosage for hormone refractory disease, would that be the best one to administer in relationship to radiation therapy? Also earlier, do you really need the prednisone in that situation? As the prednisone is, as far as I'm concerned, a palliative treatment, and I'm not sure that it contributes anything to the overall response rate that's seen here.